American athletes with uniforms that won't be made in America. In fact, they're already done. They were made in China. Reputation of Joe Paterno shattered even more by a new report that comes out showing what, after an investigation, what Penn State knew and what they did nothing about. The former FBI director, Louis Free, conducted that. And much more coming up in this hour of America tonight, including my conversation that I have weekly with my pal Ben Fuchs. He has great ideas on things that you can do right now to flip around the equation. I say this all the time. There's only two things that I take. One of them is Extendivite, which I love, Don Wiskin, and the whole idea of being heart healthy because of the scary things that are happening with people and heart disease, women and men, and, you know, where we're headed on that path and how not to end up like ancestors have ended up on all kinds of blockers and other medications that I want no part of unless it's absolutely necessary. And then the other thing is making sure we're not getting the, you know, the minerals that we're not getting. How do you get those minerals? How do you start doing it and turning things around in a very, very busy world? My name is Kay Delaney. If you just tuned in, this show, of course, is America Tonight. I like to think of it as a snapshot of what's happening around this great country, no matter where you live. The true buzz in the backyard, and you're always invited to throw in your two cents. It's easy. Here's the digits to dial, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE, or you can shoot me an email at americatonight.net. A lot of people doing the email thing. I think it's because we're all a nation of texters now, so a lot of people prefer the snail mail or texting, and, of course, still calling to have that conversation, too. So don't be shy. You can easily belly up to the bar. Let's start with the Penn State thing, because, really, this has massive repercussions across the nation when it comes to education. When it comes to, when I say education, when it comes to trusting your kids with so-called, you know, people who you can entrust their, entrust them to. In other words, going to camps and, you know, that whole thing of sports and the intimacy of sports, which should be innocent and should be purely an experience that kids can take away from and feel positive and feel encouraged and feel self-esteem. So always the coach is larger than life, always. And imagine if you're somebody from the rough part of town. You're someone from the so-called ghetto, and you have a Penn State coach who is helping you out, who is taking you to games, who is, boy, just taking you to places where you have never been, and then he rapes you. I mean, that's essentially, without sugarcoating it, what happened over and over again with Jerry Sandusky. He's convicted of it. He will be in jail for the rest of his life. Penn State is going to pay, though, big time. Because they tried to cover up in a very big way what was going on there. And people from the university president to the iconic football coach let it happen, apparently. And this is what Louis Free's report shows. 260-some pages of what was going on with the Sandusky saga and how many other kids could have known. I mean, they just had a completely callous, as it was written, and shocking disregard for the child victims and did nothing to help them. And in fact, empowered the assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky to attract new victims. So here's what the former FBI director, Free, had to say, and he, of course, spearheaded the investigation and the review.
Our most saddening and sobering finding is the total disregard for the safety and welfare of Sandusky's child victims by the most senior leaders at Penn State. 1998 to 2011, Penn State's tone at the top for transparency, compliance, police reporting, and child protection was completely wrong, as shown by the inaction and concealment on the part of its most senior leaders.
Yeah, and if you cut through what Free's saying there, I mean, even one of the Penn State trustees said that clearly Joe Paterno and other leaders in the university did some inexcusable failures when it came to protecting the kids. So you had the Paterno family that was trying to protect his name and saying that he couldn't have understood what Sandusky was doing because it's just not like Joe. There was no way he couldn't have done that. And it's just shocking. The shocking disregard for the people who were brutalized is the thing. And how many others didn't have to have that happen, but did because Penn State refused to do anything about it. They didn't do anything, and they knew. Oh, and they knew. And I guess that's what's so awful about the whole thing is the victims they could have saved. And in the conclusion, they're saying that the former president, Graham Spanier, and the former VP, Gary Schultz, and the former, notice a pattern here, athletic director, Tim Curley, just concealed facts relating to Sandusky's child abuse from the cops, the Board of Trustees, the Penn State community as a whole, and the public. Paterno, they say they have evidence, was made aware of a 1998 criminal investigation of Sandusky relating to suspected sexual misconduct with a boy in a Penn State football locker room shower. But he didn't take any action. He didn't take any action for how many years. Sandusky was on the staff for 30 years. Penn State is going to have to write a big fat check to a lot of people in the end, and good they should. Lots of people aren't going to Penn State. Penn State has fallen off the radar. It was shocking when all of this happened, and this is just the last shoe to drop. Okay, hey, everybody wanted to know if you connect the dots, where do they lead, and where it leads is the people who should have known found out and did nothing. Unbelievable. Did nothing to help those kids. All right, Olympic uniforms and more musings on the flip side. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 12th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,564.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,603.75, $801.87 for a half ounce, or $400.94 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,603.75, $801.87, and $400.94.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
One thing that they all can't control, I guess, is that the Olympic Committee is asked them to wear. It's a Ralph Lauren design, but you know what? It was made in China, the entire thing made in China. Am I making too big of a deal out of this? Does this not ruffle your feathers? I get it if it doesn't, because you're choking down on so much else that's happening. But to me, this is pretty big. It's big because this was an opportunity to give somebody a leg up. This was an opportunity to have this done in the United States. That's the key thing. In the United States versus overseas. But, of course, Ralph Lauren, why would they do that? They have an operation, overseas, and that operation is cheaper to run. It's obvious. It's that whole outsourcing thing. But this was wrong. This is something the Olympic Committee should have insisted on when they talked to Lauren, but they weren't even thinking that way. So then it comes out that, oh, yeah, these uniforms were made in China. And even Harry Reid and John Boehner agree on this one. They both think it's outrageous. Reid going to the point of, so far as to the point of saying we should just burn them and start over again. Well, we got 14 days, and it's not happening. This is what they're going to wear, and it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate that this was overlooked because they should have been able to nail this one. This should have been a layup. Apparently not. It's not a layup to choose the VP. There's polls all over the place about Condi Rice and should Romney pick Condi Rice for VP. And I would say she's a long shot to do this. But would she be someone that would help his ticket? How would she be viewed? How would she be viewed as the undercard to Mitt Romney? I'm not so sure. A lot of people, even Democrats and independents, have a great respect for some of the amazing things that Rice has done, and I think there's a reason why her name is being floated. I think there is. I just haven't figured it out for sure. Haven't done that yet. Not yet, but we will. We're bugging. We're trying to plug up the leak. We're trying to find it. Lift up those rocks, and eventually, it's just like the acorn and the squirrel. That happens. So, coming up, I forgot to mention this at the top, and it's so huge for many of you. Martha, listening to us in New York. Also, Jack listening to us in Austin, Texas. I do the cheap movie review. They both sent me a note. What happened? What happened to the cheap movie review? No, of course we're doing the cheap movie review. But before we get to the cheap movie review, let's review a couple of big things. Like I said, the snapshot. If I was giving you a snapshot of what's going on in America, how about those unis? How about those unis? And by the way, the music that you just heard was the 2012 theme for the Olympics. How about that? Donovan Mattson, he was Cracker Jack. He did that research. Boom. 2012 theme for the Olympics. I still like the old one. Bum, 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 bum. I hope we still hear that somewhere. Aren't we going to hear that? There's just certain things we will not accept as change. And that is what... There it is. Bum, 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 bum. When something's good, why jack with it? Isn't this the problem? Maybe I just figured out the answer to half the things that I rail about on America Tonight. Why fix things that, especially the things that are working, leave them? It might be, is it outdated? I don't know. It doesn't sound outdated to me. It sounds dramatic. It sounds heavy, like that old ABC footage where there's the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. And I think there's things that should be left as is, and that's one of them. Don't change the theme. But too late, just like the uniforms, it's already done, so they're not going to re-rack that. No way. That's the theme. If they pay for the theme, they're going to keep the theme. They're not going to bust a move to try and change it now. That's it. That is it. All right, I want to hopscotch on to a couple of other different things. Although the Condi Rice thing is huge. She's always been about academics. I don't know that I see that. But I think she's entertaining it more than she was before. I think she's popping up and meeting with Romney here and there. So other than that, what would be the main reasoning behind those meetings? And I think that it's trying to kind of convince her to do it. How perfect she'd be if she were to jump on board. But that's iffy. That's a coin toss. Because it's not something she wanted to do. All right, if you have the word password as your password, go directly to jail. If we were playing Monopoly, I would put you in jail. Do not ever do that. Because anybody who's trying to hack into you, they'll always use that password. But even if you have a clever password and you're on Yahoo, you might want to change it. And the reason why is because Yahoo announced that 450,000 passwords were, you know, they were hacked and they were posted online. Oh, that's awful. It's the worst feeling in the world, too, because how do you get it back? So they posted login information for at least more than 450,000 Yahoo users, and the hack was conducted anonymously. So it was never meant to be a warning. It was never meant to be a warning. It was just meant to grab those people. And that's what happened. That many people fell for it. Let's put it that way. That many people fell for it. And they believe there's a few in this crowd who are so-called movers and shakers. They might be doing a whole lot of shaking, is what I'm thinking. They might be doing that. So you have to ask yourself, why is that? What's that about, really? You have to flip that narrative around. As I said, I always get a ton of email from people, and I want to make sure I hit it. Two quick ones. One from Barry and one from Carrie. Barry says, thumbs up big time on some of the new things that you've been doing on the show. I'm thinking he's mentioning something from the other night. And in the meantime, Romney has got to win this thing, Kate, and I'm not even a Republican. I'm an independent. But I feel like he's the best chance. If he can bury millions of dollars in the Cayman Islands and the U.S. can't touch it, then he's smart enough to be my president. All right. Well said. Well said. And our last email has to do with the same thing. Romney's the guy. Romney's the guy. You called it way before the New Hampshire primary. He is the man, and he can raise the money, and that's the key thing when you're running. You have to be able to raise money. All right, coming up, we got our conversation, like I was mentioning at the top, with Ben Fuchs. Don't go away. You want to hear what he has to say. He's got some really good stuff. You're going to want to take notes. Take these next couple of minutes. Gather your thoughts, one eye open. Walk to the bureau, grab the pen and the paper, because you're going to want to write down whatever he says. Hang with us.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We love having our conversations with my pal Ben Fuchs, because so many of you out there are dying for information about how to keep yourself healthy or how to get healthy. I think it's more about getting healthy. It used to be, if I jog around the block and then I'm playing in my my league, my baseball league, you go to work, you have barbecues on the weekend. But people were eating so much fast food and eating things that weren't necessarily all that healthy for them. Now we're seeing that so many are paying the price with heart disease, with cancer. Cancer is so scary. Colon cancers are up across the board. And now, even with cancer, they're talking about managing cancer. How about doing whatever we can to try to help ourselves, to give ourselves a shot at not going down the disease direction? Let's give us the best shot to stay healthy so we're not pumping pills in our system the whole time. And you know my story already. I talk about Beyond Tangy Tangerine all the time, how life-changing, game-changing it is, because I wasn't taking any minerals. Now I feel like I'm doing something to help myself. So that started the road that led to Ben. Ben, what is the scoop with people and all these cancers and diseases and everything else that we're seeing because they're mineral deficient and they're not eating right, right?
Well, here's the deal. There's a certain code. There's a certain formula. There's a recipe to the body. The body has a certain balance and a certain amount of a certain type of nutrient that it needs to get. It has to have so much vitamin C, it has to have so much vitamin E, it has to have so much protein, it has to have so much fats, and on and on and on. There's a certain proportion that we need. Now, the body has mechanisms for doing with whatever it, making do with whatever it can get. But that does not change the fact that it has a certain formula and a certain recipe. Now, this is a recipe that took 2.5 million years or even longer in some cases to develop. It's a very ancient formula, very, very, very ancient. What has happened in the last 10,000 years, beginning 10,000 years ago, is we began to monkey with the formula. It started out with farming grains. That was the first big step. Agriculture was the first big step. And we learned to master the earth, and we learned to, instead of taking what the earth gave us, telling the earth what we want. And that's when it began 10,000 it began about 10,000 years ago with farming and agriculture. But it's really escalated in the last 200 years, in the last 100 years, in the last 50 years, to the point today where many foods that taste like food are completely unrecognizable if you look at it from an ingredient deck. If you look at some vegetable soup, a Campbell's vegetable soup, that should just be vegetables and tomatoes, and you see a long list of ingredients. If you look at any kind of bouillon cubes or a flavoring type of foods, usually foods that we shouldn't be eating that have a bunch of things that make us think we like them. In other words, they have chemicals today that will take a, you could put a sprinkle on a dog turd and it will taste like filet mignon. You'll want a fork and knife and a bib to eat your dog turd because they have so many chemicals. They know exactly what to do. And over the course of time, the body can adjust, but it can't adjust that fast. Now, some of the biggest changes involve sweeteners and sugars, for example. The human body did not grow up 2.5 million years ago to ingest a lot of sugar. In fact, sugar is very, very, very dangerous stuff. Sugar causes things to burn. It causes things to explode. It causes a lot of heat, a lot of energy in the body. You can make, in Brazil, they don't even use gasoline. You know what they use? They use corn sugar. Corn sugar to run their cars. They're completely independent.
Sure.
Sugar is explosive, high-energy stuff. If you ever stick a marshmallow in a fire, how long does it take for that marshmallow to go poof and just turn to nothing?
Yeah, nothing.
In a split second, right?
Yeah.
That's how explosive sugar is. You know, if they have these big grain silos in the Midwest, and in the big grain silos, they have big signs that say no smoking, because if you smoke near a grain silo, all that grain, which is largely sugar, in a very, very, very small state, is liable to explode. In fact, sometimes it spontaneously explodes. That's the explosive power of sugar. Well, the same thing happens in the human body. And so when you ingest this large amount of sugar into the body, everything starts to heat up. Everything starts to burn. A cancer cell is a cell that is literally on fire with sugar. That's what makes a cancer cell. So when you talk about colon cancer, and by the way, I love how you said we were dying for information, because we're really dying for lack of information.
Yeah.
Nobody's talking about these things. If you want to decrease dramatically your risk for cancer, if you want to dramatically reduce your risk for cancer, I'm going to tell you two things that you could do that will cost you nothing. In fact, they'll make you money to do. You want to do that?
Yes.
Maybe we should wait till next week.
No. Don't tease us like that.
You sure?
Wait, yes,
my phone's ringing. I got to go. My phone's ringing. I got to go, Kate. I'll talk to you next week.
No,
funny. I'm just teasing. I wouldn't do that to anybody because this could be life-changing. This could save somebody's life. Number one, I shouldn't say this is the first thing because these two are two things that you want together. Cancer loves sugar. Cancer loves sugar. I'll say it again. Cancer loves sugar. Anything you can do to reduce your intake of sugar is dramatically going to reduce, to the extent that you reduce it, is going to dramatically reduce your risk of cancer. Right there. Simple to do. Now, you and I have talked many times about satiety. You can't willpower your way out of it. Because there wasn't a lot of sugar when we grew up, our brain is wired to look for sugar. It is on a one-pointed hunt for sugar. It needs sugar, a certain amount of sugar, so it has evolved to find sugar. There wasn't a lot of sugar when we grew up on the African savannah 2.5 million years ago. Today, there's sugar every 20 yards in a vending machine somewhere. So we've got these mechanisms for going for sugar. So don't use willpower. How do you do it? The body can use sugar for energy, but it can use other things for energy as well. It can use protein for energy, and in fact, when you give your body protein, you will naturally and normally crave less sugar. Your body can make do with protein, and per gram of nutrient, you get a lot more value from protein, a lot more value from protein than you do from sugar. Sugar has some of the bigger sugars have some structural roles to play in the body, some other interesting roles, but the sugars that we eat are basically fast-burning sugars that either get stored or burnt as energy, and the further you stay away from these sugars, the further off you are. But you can't do it with willpower. You have to you have to use more protein. And if I have to pick one dietary strategy, not talking about little micronutrients here, which are important, but I'm talking about a dietary strategy, I would tell you it is to eat more protein. eat more protein. It's this a powerful, powerful way, number one, to stay healthy, but number two, to get yourself off sugar. Now, I should also tell you this is very important. Protein is a tricky nutrient. You can't just use any protein, and this is a mistake that Dr. Atkins made and people who followed the Atkins diet made. And by the way, I love Dr. Atkins stuff, and I actually had the good fortune of meeting Dr. Atkins, but Dr. Atkins was a very, very large man. And it wasn't like, you know, NFL type large. It was fat. He was a big guy. And so I don't necessarily approve of everything Atkins said, even though his theory is correct. And one of the things that he talked about was just getting protein in any source, like hamburgers. That doesn't count. That is not a valuable food. In fact, meat is a very, very, to the way we process it today, way we eat meat today is a very unvaluable food, non-valuable food. It's a food that costs you energy to break down and utilize and costs you detoxification to purify, unfortunately. Now, the way we're supposed to eat meat is a whole different animal, no pun intended. It's a whole different way of eating meat. We're supposed to stalk the antelope. You know, and we're supposed to spend the whole day stalking the antelope who's eating the grasses. That's the way the body, that's the code of the body. So we have a certain need for meat, excuse me, and meat contains lots of good nutrients, but today's meat is just not a valuable food. So when I talk about protein, I'm talking about being very careful with protein. And whey protein is by far and away the most important and valuable of all proteins available to you. And egg protein is second. The whole egg, by the way, not just the white. I see a lot of people throwing the yolk out, and the yolk is a true mother load of golden nutrition, and to deprive yourself from the yolk is very, very unfortunate. And I still see people should know better who are doing just the white. So first step, reduce the sugar. Best way to reduce the sugar is to eat more protein. And remember, there's sneaky sugar in bread and in pasta and in rice and potatoes and in anything made with corn, including popcorn, by the way. Actually, popcorn probably... I'm not sure if that's sugar, actually, because it's pop. That's an interesting question.
Sure.
I don't know if that's protein or sugar. That'd be interesting. See, seeds do something very interesting. Seeds have a way of turning sugar into protein. And so once a seed starts to sprout, it becomes an incredibly protein-rich food. And sprouts are super, super, super protein. Because once a seed sprouts, it turns sugar into protein. But I don't know if popcorn, if the heat... I don't think that would be. Something tells me that's sugar. That's not protein. But in any case, the second step, because we like it. You know what? If we like it, it's probably sugar. That's
right.
Just the way it works.
You're right.
So the the second thing, let's wait till next week to talk about the second thing.
Okay, so the second thing. But, I mean, terrific information there.
We've talked about it before.
What you said about the egg, potent, because people think egg whites, and
yeah,
they don't eat the yolk.
Mm-mm.
They don't
crazy. There's vitamin K in the yolk. There's vitamin D in the yolk. There's vitamin A in the yolk. There's essential fats in the yolk. There's lecithin in the yolk for the digestive system. There's choline in the yolk for the brain. Dude, the yolk is to a nutritional chemist, next to human mother's milk, and whey is kind of like human mother's milk, there's no food gram for gram more powerful than the yolk of an egg. None.
Yeah.
None.
Yeah, great advice. We're going to do number two next time around. Go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. Get your Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It's great. I talk about it all the time. You've heard Ben talk about it. Get those nutrients. And we're going to give you some more help next week when we talk to our pal, Ben Fuchs. Ben, thanks.
All right. Good to talk to you, Katie.
Movie review. There's a couple of good ones, including another edition of Ice Age. My prediction, and boy, this is the easiest prediction I'll make. Number one in the box office after this week. Stay with us.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. Go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful.
Each and every week, it's not about a kick in the head, although we seem to be getting a lot of kicks in the head lately. Sometimes you just need to let it go, and you need to drive a few golf balls, or you need to go and chill out and see a movie. And this is a good one. If you like animated flicks, there's some funny things in this, funny moments in it. It's been a good franchise, and it's the latest installment of Ice Age. Take a listen.
Excuse me.
I don't think that was you.
Just when things were coming together.
Oh, my whole familia.
See? He still hugs his parents.
It all fell apart.
Hold me!
No matter how long it takes, I will find you!
But for history's greatest heroes.
Water.
Oh, hey, no!
That's a little
salty.
The end of the world. Is just the tip of the iceberg.
Ahoy down there! Surrender your ship, or face my fury.
Or face your furry what?
Not furry, fury!
Courage will be tested.
Hey, little fellas, how about you and us against the pirates, huh?
You got no idea what I'm saying, do you?
Treasures will be found.
It's a huge bouncy, mon capitaine.
And dignity.
Care to join our scurvy crew?
Two sloths, a mammoth, and a saber?
You guys are like the start of a bad joke.
Will be lost.
I don't know what's wrong with me. I can't eat, can't sleep.
Oh, I know what you've got. The L word.
Yeah, leprosy.
No, it's four letters. Starts with L, ends with E.
Oh, yeah, lice.
No.
Ray Romano, John Leguizamo, Dennis Leary, Nicki Minaj, Drake with Jennifer Lopez, and Queen Latifah.
Everyone, don't panic.
On July 13th. Getting home will be a trip for the ages.
No one's going to stop me from getting back to my family.
Holy crap!
Ice Age Continental Drift.
You're pretty soft for a saber.
Excuse me, I happen to be a remorseless assassin.
Diego Poo! Hey, I made you another coral necklace. He keeps losing them.
All right, you got to love that. And, of course, they mentioned all the voices, and you could clearly hear them. Jennifer Lopez was one of them, and the other that you recognize is Dennis Leary and the star, Ray Romano, who found a nice little groove after dumping out of, you know, after the end of a show, the Raymond show, found this franchise, and it's perfect. It works. It really works. It works for kids. It works for adults. And like I said, it's an easy, easy layup to predict that this will be number one at the box office, because it most certainly will be. I'd be very surprised if something else overtakes it. Not something that's already out there, meaning Spider-Man, which Spider-Man's going to hang around for a while, but some of the other offerings, I think, that are coming up this week. And we're going to tell you about a couple more, too, as we do each and every week. So Ice Age is your animated flick. This is another one that may be a rental in the future. I don't know. I'm going to let you decide. Check it out. It's called Easy Money. About this one is, I bet if you're driving down the road, you have no idea what it's about. It's 2 hours, 4 minutes, and it's the kind of movie that sometimes I like, because this is a movie about a guy who wants to get rich quickly. Sounds familiar, right? And he ultimately is sucked into the world of organized crime. He's a Swedish guy, and this is one of those movies that you don't... You don't necessarily need a scorecard to tell what's going on. And just in the little clips, I know this is radio, but, you know, with the dramatic music and whatnot, it's typical of what you would see almost with our Godfather-y type of movies. And this is played well to some audiences, so could be a rental in the future. Don't know if you'd want to see it on the big screen. Maybe you would, but it's not in, ultimately, probably enough theaters. It's in wide release, but it's probably not in, it's more in your artsy kind of theaters where you'll find Easy Money. All right, and our last one is called The Imposter.
the birthday girl. Isn't she beautiful? And here is her brother, Nick.
The thought of what somebody could have done to him, it gives you nightmares. Just gotta go get him and get him back here where he's safe.
I didn't see how I could not document him as a U.S. citizen.
We had no idea what kind of person we were getting. He looked very different.
He disappeared without a trace 3 years ago. Tonight, a San Antonio boy is back home.
When a child is missing for years, either the child is dead or the child is not found.
He was tortured. I mean, he had torture written off.
This kid's really messed up.
There was just something wrong about it.
Something was being hidden, and I didn't know what that was.
The FBI is not taking this case lightly.
There was something going on more than meets the eye, of course.
He couldn't speak English without an accent.
Maybe he's not Nicholas Barclay.
He cannot be an American.
We didn't need to prove who he was.
This is their family member. I mean, no one would be wrong about something like that.
Wait. What has he done?
This is a very dangerous person.
A story so bizarre, it's hard to believe it's true. Him.
Just you in my home, you rascal, you.
All right, The Imposter is about the story of a 13-year-old boy disappearing without a trace from San Antonio. You heard them mention the city there in Texas back in the 90s. 3.5 years later, he's found alive, thousands of miles away. Ooh, sounds intriguing. I don't know, might be a good weekend to drive the golf ball instead of taking in a movie. Have a fabulous weekend. Thanks so much to Donovan and the rest of the crew for all their help. And thanks to all of you who make America Tonight what it is.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods Quick Fix Easy to Store food. For example, purchase a 1-year supply and get 5 Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable, the more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.